Thank you so much, No Strings. Always a great start to our carol service. And welcome to you all to our first of three carol services that are happening here at Raleigh Baptist Church today. Today's carol service involves our primary age children. So those children that are normally in Adventurers and Crunch on a Sunday morning are going to be taking part. They've been working really hard on a nativity for you. And in a while, they're going to be taking part in that nativity. So you've got lots of exciting things in store. The Nativity reminds us of the real reason for our Christmas celebrations, the birth of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And so it's a fantastic reminder, isn't it, as we come together, a real reason for celebration. Perhaps you'd like to join me if we just pray together. Father, we come today to join the celebration, celebrating a very special birth, the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. We are so grateful that he came to earth to be our saviour, not only for people 2,000 years ago, but the saviour of the world today. So we come and we celebrate the birth of a saviour, the birth of our King. Amen. We hope that you feel really at home amongst us today. If there's anything you need during the service, there are stewards around the church with badges on that can direct you to toilets or water or tissues or anything that you might need. We're very happy if you want to take photos, but we just ask that you do so in a considerate way to others. And please don't publish any of your photos of other children on social media. We'd be really grateful for your consideration in that. So let's stand together and sing our first carol, Come and Join the Celebration. Let's stand together and sing.
Pack your bags and leave your homes. Make your journeys rich or poor to the place where you were born.
Meet the Walker family, Johnny, Jay, Luke and Clive. Mum and Dad in deep frustration, ready for a long vacation.
Quiet all of you, I'm fed up with all the complaining. This is a family holiday and we're going to enjoy it whether you like it or not.
Poached at home?
No.
Can't we have a sweet first?
No.
I want to bring my goldfish.
No.
Do I have to sit next to her?
No, you won't be sitting next to her.
Yes.
This is a walking holiday.
What?
Some holiday.
Come on, you know you enjoy it when we get there.
We've come to wish you all the best for the journey.
It's a very long way. Do you think you'll be all right?
I'm sure we'll be fine. Father's promised to look after us.
You're looking tired already.
Well, I've not had the best of nights, but I'll be fine once we get to Bethlehem.
We've bought you a little something to send you on your way.
That's very thoughtful of you.
Thank you for your kindness. beginning with S. Not again. It's sand, isn't it?
Wrong.
I know. Sky.
Yes. Your turn.
I was going to say sweets.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Something else now. This is getting so boring.
What about 20 questions?
I've got a question.
Are we nearly there yet?
Little did our travellers know, there was others set to go, angels waiting in their wings, poised to do some travelling.
Past the planets, past the stars, angels journeyed from afar, faster than the speed of light, see them speeding through the night.
Thank you.
don't worry, it's not over yet. We're just giving them a break. This is like a interval, if you like, but there's no popcorn. We're going to get you to do some work now. I'm going to stand together and sing with our youth band leading us again. Haven't they done brilliantly today, the youth band? We're going to sing. We're going to stand together and sing We Three Kings. Let's stand together and sing.
Bearing gifts, we travel so far. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright. Westward leading, still pushing, then guide us to thy perfect light.
We three
kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
And there were shepherds living out on the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men whom his favor rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Hey guys!
Yep.
You see those shooting stars?
Certainly did. Pretty impressive, I'd say.
Hey guys!
Yeah?
Do you reckon we're near there yet?
Certainly do, pretty close I'd say.
Maybe so, but let's keep our eyes on that road straight ahead.
Hey guys!
Yeah?
Do you think it's time for another song?
Certainly is, pretty tune I'd say.
Maybe so, let's not get carried away.
So Mary and Joseph arrive on the scene, and what an unusual journey it's been. And now in a stable, at last they can stay, a difficult end to a difficult day.
And so that night in this Bethlehem town, Mary gave birth to a boy 7 pounds. Mother and child are both doing fine. The stable is chilly, but nobody minds.
Night tonight, ain't it?
Who are?
Not much happening is there tonight.
Who are?
Anyone fancy a game of cards?
Who are?
Do not be afraid.
Good heavens, what's that?
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today a Saviour has been born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will find this baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
Boys, let's make a move. We're off to Bethlehem.
lady in Bethlehem.
Children here. Shouldn't they be in school?
Watch out, children. Let these gentlemen
through. Come and see for yourselves.
Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me what's going on in there?
Come and see for yourselves.
Many have travelled from far and wide, and now in a stable they've safely arrived. Who could have known that their journeys today were part of a wonderful plan that was made?
Another nativity comes to an end, and Christmas will soon be upon us again, as we each go on with our separate ways. Consider the journey the Saviour has made.
Let them stay there for 1 second. Just come back. I'm going to overrule. Hopefully he won't mind. Just stay there for a few seconds. Well, even my wife's crying. She's that happy. Well done. Children, that was absolutely fantastic. And I haven't seen a children's nativity for 7 years. And I think that was just absolutely wonderful for me personally. And I'm sure it was wonderful for all the adults that were watching as well. So let's just give them another round of applause, can we? Take a bow. Well done. Okay, that was fantastic. And I know that you haven't done all that just on your own, have you? Adrian and Margaret, can you stand up? I know you won't want to, but can you? Okay. Emma and Andy. Deanne Hooper. And then, all these people on the front row that have helped as well, can you stand up? Because you've all been smiling. I've seen your big faces, smiling and miming. All the other people that have been involved in setting this up, stand up. Well done. Okay, children, you are allowed to go there, and you have permission from me personally to just have as many cookies as you want, okay? You can have as many as mine as you want. Come and have a seat in the chairs for a moment. I would offer you some chocolate, but I don't have any in my office yet. I will do soon, but not at the moment. Okay, let's find. Are you okay, Mary? I love the way Mary delivered the baby Jesus. I don't know if you were sat over here. Did you see it? If only it was that easy. She just pulled her dress up, pulled the pillow out, and just flinged it to the floor. If delivering baby Jesus was like that, I don't know what all the ladies cause all that fuss about. It looks quite straightforward to me. Can I take this opportunity as well just to thank you, the youth band. Youth band, thank you so much. Thank you. And over here, no strings. Thank you, no strings. And that's all I have written on my sheet, so hopefully I've done what I've been told to do. So that's fantastic. Can I just take an opportunity just to say hello? Some of you may be visiting for the first time this morning. My name's Scott Williamson. I'm the new senior minister here at Rayleigh Baptist Church. I've just arrived from Peru. I think it's about a week and a half ago. I think it feels like I've been here forever. But about a week and a half ago with my family, my wife and Jeanette and Jessica, who read this morning, and my son Samuel. And it's wonderful to be with you, especially on this day when we can join together. And I'll have the privilege later on this afternoon speaking at the further two services. So take an opportunity to invite your friends to come along. And my mum and dad are coming along later, so I am absolutely delighted about that. So please do come along later on. And I want to take a special welcome to all of you who are visiting for the first time. We are delighted that you are among us today. And there's more services later on when you can find out more about who Jesus is. But today we have a very special, not a cushion, I don't know where Jesus has gone, but we have a very special baby with us today. And Owen, can you bring Owen to us? This isn't on the script, but I'm the senior minister. I'm allowed to do things like this. Owen, why don't you bring Owen to us? Why don't we have the whole family just come up for a moment? This isn't on the script, but never mind. Come up. And we're just going to... be careful. We don't want Owen to fall like baby Jesus did. Okay. So I'm sure later on in the year, we're going to dedicate this precious joy to Jesus. But I didn't want this moment to pass without just saying, well done. And what a joy it was to me, because the day that Owen was born, at about 10-minute difference, baby Josue was born in the church at El Puente in Cusco. So I was delighted that I received the news about this little joy first, and then 10 minutes later, I received the news of a little baby that was born in the church in Cusco. So well done. We're praying for you. If there's anything we can do as a church to support you, you let us know. If you need any food, look, I've had loads of food delivered these last few weeks. Apple pie, carrot cake, mince pies, Christmas pudding. So if they don't get to your house as well, just come over to mine.
I'll be there.
Yeah, you're right. So we're just going to take a moment just to pray for this new arrival, because I haven't even started or been inducted yet, but the membership's gone up already. Praise the Lord. God is good. So let's just pray, shall we? Father God, we thank you for the gift of life. And Lord, I was touched personally the other evening when I was on this very same platform, when we remembered those who have passed from us and gone to be with you. But Lord, today we rejoice with this family, and we thank you above all other things for this precious gift of Owen. And Lord, we want to pray that in the name of Jesus, that you will protect him, watch over him, and keep your angels. We've heard about angels this morning. Keep your angels watching over him and protecting him in these coming days. We pray for Mum and Dad and Big Brother. We pray that you bless them as a family. And I know Christmas is just a few days' time, and their Christmas will be somewhat different because they've received this precious gift in their new family. So, Lord, would you bless them? Would you encourage them? Would you walk alongside them in these coming days? And above all things, Lord, would you give them sleep in the name of Jesus? Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Go out this way, because I don't want to see baby Jesus fall over the, like baby Jesus. Thank you. Nobody would have noticed unless you said that. Right, we're going to watch a video. I'm sorry to say, it's me again. But we're going to watch a video. Is it going to work, chaps? Okay, well, just greet the person to your right and to your left. Say Merry Christmas and good morning to them. And when you see the video, it's time to be quiet, okay? Just say how wonderful they look this morning and how nice their Christmas jumper is.
First of all, can I take the opportunity to wish you a very happy Christmas. Christmas is a time when we have fun and fellowship with our families, where we eat wonderful food. But actually, Christmas is also a time when many people around our world have trouble and pain in their lives. And here at Redney Baptist Church, this Christmas, we're going to have special offerings in all of our Christmas services, and we're going to give generously to people around the world today that have need. The first way we're going to do that is just down the road, the Basildon Women's Refuge. It's where a place where women and children can escape living in violent and dangerous situations and find a hope and a security, and living with other women and finding help for their issues that they face. We're going to be supporting that ministry. We're going to be helping them with the needs that they have so that they can help these ladies get out of the situation that they're in and have a hope. They have a saying in their organisation that says, "It's not your fault, you are not alone, you have the right to live free from fear." And we want to help them live free from fear this Christmas. But also, we're also going to give half of our offering to a ministry that work in Ukraine. You've seen Ukraine all over the news this year, talking about the war that is breaking that country into two. We're going to be supporting a ministry that are working in the war zone, giving people food, mattresses, clothes and cookers so that they can have a Christmas this year where they feel the warmth of the love of people around the world. We're going to give to those two ministries. There's lots more information about that on our church website, www.radiobaptistchurch.org.uk. And I want to encourage you now to give generously to the people around our world today that need our help. God bless and have a great Christmas.
That's what we're going to do with our offerings both today and in all of our Christmas services. And can I encourage you, as you go today, from all the different exits, there'll be buckets, and you can just give generously to people around the world that need our help. And if you're a UK tax giver, can I encourage you, on the windowsills, I've been told, there'll be these gift aid, and can I encourage you to put on top there, not the main fund, but just to put the Christmas offering, and then just to put your name and your gift there and pop them into the buckets as well. You know, I just know personally, I've just arrived in the country and God has just lavished upon me and my family just many, many good gifts, and I know that for me and my family personally, we will be responding to this offering because there are people today that need our help around the world. Can I encourage you to give generously, maybe today, maybe this evening, maybe on Christmas Day. But let us demonstrate God's love to people by being generous in our giving. So we're going to sing, we're going to stand and sing, "O Come All Ye Faithful," and this wonderful youth band are going to lead us. Thank you. Are we going to sing "O Come All Ye Faithful"? Okay. On my order, it says we're going to sing "O Come All Ye Faithful." So we're not going to sing that. What are we going to sing then?
What's it called?
Calypso Carol.
Calypso Carol.
Well, we're going to sing the Calypso Carol then. Let's do it. Let's do it. Stand, let's stand. We have to stand when we sing this one.
See him lying on a bed of straw, a drafting table with an open door. Mary cradling in the bed she bore. To glory is his name. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord appear to men. Just as poor as the stable man, the Prince of Glory. Song you sang.
Have a seat for a moment, and just to say, we were going to sing that song. As your senior minister, I'm always going to accept when I'm wrong. I was wrong because I was looking at version 1 instead of version 2, so it's my fault. That's a lesson for all of us. Just confess when you're wrong and tell everybody. So, children, afterwards, you're going to go to the base, and then you're going to get taken out of all your angels, and angels, you were adorable, by the way. You're going to get taken out of all your clothes, of your angel clothes, and your shepherd's clothes, and your hats and everything. Parents, can you go to the base and collect your children from the base, okay? And then we are also going to, now after I prayed, we're going to be in the lounge just down here to my right, and we're going to have cookies and Christmas coffee. I don't know if it's Colombian or Peruvian, but we're going to have coffee and cookies. So why don't you come and join us? But before we do that, I just want to pray for us. Can we just pray? Let's just pray together, shall we, children? And adults, why don't you join us? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for your presence with us this morning. And Father God, we thank you that actually, yes, Christmas is about baby Jesus. Christmas is about baby Jesus who came in a manger, who came to give us an eternal hope forever. Father God, we think today of other people in our world this Christmas, and we take a moment to say, Lord, would you meet with people where they are at today? We don't claim to understand this world and the things that we see in this world, but we do serve a God of love. And so, Lord, we ask that you would show your love to the world this Christmas. When we switch on our televisions, when we see the news in our papers, we don't understand it. But we pray to Jesus to show his love in those situations. Would you? We pray for the giving that we will give today to those two needy causes, and we pray that you'll bless those ministries, that people just down the road, Father God, will be taken out of terrible situations and would have counsel and hope. And we pray, Father God, for Ukraine today. And we pray, Father God, can we imagine that there'll be people there this Christmas in a war zone with no food to eat, and no beds to lie on, and no mince pies to eat, and no food. Father God, would you enter into that situation, and would you bring hope also? So Father God, may the blessing of God Almighty be with us this day. May he comfort us, may he give us hope, and may he give us joy in our hearts this Christmas time. And we pray these things in the precious name, which is the name of Jesus. Amen. I'll teach you next Christmas how to sing that carol, the Calypso Carol, because you're very British and not very Latino, but we'll work on it next year. Come and join us for tea and coffee and cookies. Please, children, go to the base. Why don't the children leave first? Good idea. Children, why don't you leave first? Because the adults are big and they might get in the way. Let the children just leave through this door. Well done, children. That's it. Just off you go. Okay, let's just let the children go out first. Well done, children. Okay, the children have gone, so why don't you all make your way through to the lounge and join us?